The Americas. Security in Ecuador. The Glass Affair. Why Ecuador risked global condemnation to storm the Mexican embassy.
On April 5th, Ecuadorian police scaled the walls of the Mexican embassy in Quito, Ecuador's capital. They stormed the building and seized Jorge Glass, Ecuador's former vice president. He had been granted asylum by Mexico just hours earlier. Andrés Manuel López Obrador, Mexico's president, is sympathetic to Mr. Glass's party. For domestic police to raid an embassy is extremely unusual. It has outraged diplomats and been condemned around the world. Mexico immediately brought the case to the International Court of Justice in The Hague. At first glance, the assault seems foolish. Why would Daniel Noboa, Ecuador's president, jeopardize his country's reputation when it needs international support in its battle against drug gangs, which have threatened parts of the state itself? The answer seems to be that Mr. Noboa believes that Mr. Glass is a central figure in that struggle. Ecuadorian prosecutors say Mr. Glass is entangled with the gangs. Had he been able to evade justice and flee to Mexico, it would have been embarrassing for the president, especially after two drug bosses, Adolfo Macias and Fabricio Colón Pico, escaped from prison in January, just weeks after Mr. Noboa took office. On April 21st, Ecuadorians will vote on a set of security measures proposed by Mr. Noboa, including harsher penalties for gang-related crimes, such as kidnapping, and legalizing extradition for gang members. To boost his standing at home, Mr. Noboa is prepared to risk international opprobrium. For many Ecuadorians, Mr. Glass is the embodiment of the corruption that has long plagued their country. In office, he was known as the constructor for his success in getting things built, most notably 8 hydroelectric plants. But prosecutors allege that all the while he was taking bribes, including some $13.5 million from Odebrecht, a Brazilian construction firm. In 2017, he was sentenced to 6 years in prison on those charges, and in 2020, he received another 8-year sentence on a separate bribery charge. In 2022, Mr. Glass was conditionally released by Emerson Curipayo, a judge. In December 2023, Ecuadorian prosecutors said they had found evidence that Leandro Norero, a drug lord, had paid Mr. Curipayo a bribe of $250,000 to secure Mr. Glass's release. In March, Marcelo Lasso, a cellmate of Mr. Norero's, gave evidence in the state's investigation into organized crime and corruption. He said he had seen Mr. Norero take video calls with Mr. Glass's former boss, ex-president Rafael Correa, in which they discussed Mr. Glass's release. Mr. Curipayo is now in prison for unlawfully releasing 60 people with links to organized crime. He says his detention is illegal. Sonia Vera, the former vice president's lawyer, says he is being persecuted and that there is no due process. Ms. Vera also says that Mr. Glass attempted suicide 3 days after he was seized. He has since been refusing to eat. She also claims that Mr. Glass has been tortured and says he has yet to be given medicine he needs for a chronic medical condition, treatment for 2 broken thumbs, or antidepressants that he was prescribed after witnessing a massacre in Cotopaxi prison. The German Foreign Office says it is trying to establish contact with Mr. Glass, as he has German as well as Ecuadorian citizenship. To many, Mr. Glass, who faces more than 30 charges, is deplorable. Comunica Lisa, a pollster based in Quito, reckons that a mere 16% of Ecuadorians approve of the former vice president. A few, though, see him as an opposition politician who is being hounded by the government for his association with the divisive figure of Mr. Correa. The debate around Mr. Glass has been polarized, but both sides could be right. It is possible to be a bad man fleeing from justice and a victim of political persecution at the same time.